Good morning. As Andrew said, I'm here to alert you to the hearing loop that has recently been installed in the church. It is said that only when one loses something is it truly appreciated. This, I can affirm, is the case with hearing. I lost my hearing very suddenly about 5 years ago, and it was a shock almost overnight to find myself in the category of the hearing impaired. And so I joined the company of those wearing hearing devices, which got me through the day, but not without challenges and complications. I became aware of sounds that I had never heard before, and yet was unable to filter out the unwanted sounds. Many of you probably can relate to that. Walking into a supermarket, I was overwhelmed with the hum of refrigeration machines. I'd never heard these before. It goes without saying that restaurants and social situations are very difficult. But even in quiet environments, small noises are amplified by hearing aids, and there is little, if any, control of filtering out these sounds. Since in most current hearing devices, the microphone or receptor is behind the earlobe, the bulk of noise is received from behind. And so the quiet environment of a church service presents new issues. Any activity in the pews behind me would be amplified. Something as innocuous as somebody flipping through a prayer book, or another updating her companion on the latest family drama during the offertory, would be perceived by me as the dominant sound stealing attention. Obviously, an unhappy child was in another category altogether. The frustrations from trying to filter out all the extraneous noises meant that more often than not, I would leave the service in need of a heavy dose of mood adjusters. However, I am blessed, as we all are, to have an angel in our midst, Daisy Archie. Daisy was inspired by a comment from her mother-in-law and took upon herself a mission to change the scenario. She recalled the scripture, "I once was deaf, but now I hear." Daisy wanted that for St. Michael's parishioners who were impaired. Together with tireless Laurie Brown, they researched and explored options for a hearing loop. This is a wire that circles the room and is connected to our sound system. The loop transmits a signal electromagnetically, which is then picked up by the telecoil in the hearing aid. This pairing of technology bridges the space between the listener and the sound source, directly connecting the two and eliminating most of the background noise. So just in time for Christmas, the selection was made and installation proceeded. For those of us who are aware of this and have been making use of it, attending church once again is what it used to be. It has made a profound difference, and I, for one, am extremely grateful to Daisy and Laurie for their commitment and care in this regard. For others who have difficulty hearing but do not rely on devices, there are new headsets connected to the loop which are available from the ushers. As can be expected, I am also here to alert you to the need to cover the cost of this project. A fund has been established to that end, and your contributions would be greatly appreciated. After all, Daisy has further goals: to extend this loop to the Great Hall and to St. George's Chapel. Please consider helping us achieve this. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate your heartfelt testimony and your kind words with regard to Daisy. I think Anne's talk not only emphasizes the need we have that all parishioners be able to partake of the service, but it also shows the diversity to me of the parish, because sometimes parishioners come and tell me they would like not to hear the sermon. So, you know, you've got everybody here. Now let us remember the words of our Lord Jesus as he said, "It is more blessed to give than it is to receive."